With a couple days now to think about it, maybe watch some tape on it, certainly talk to guys about it, what stands out to you about those final two drives?
Well, this is a team that's got some clutchness to it, it seems like, Andy. I think that there's the quarterback has a lot to do with that. We were talking about this yesterday on the podcast, Falcons Audible, we do on AtlantaFalcons.com, and I thought Kirk did a really good job of kind of shifting gears. Once Caleb McGarry and Drew Dahlman went down, I thought Steve Spagnuolo shifted gears and said, okay, I'm coming to get you. You can't block me. And as it turned out, it snuffed out the run game, too, because they were kind of running through the run game to get to the quarterback in the pass game. They did a really good job of keeping Bijan Robinson in the backfield. With the blitzing, Bijan was stepping up and picking people up when you want him out. Right. And I guarantee you that's another thing that Zach's looking at. This is a copycat league, and you can bet New Orleans is going to bring some of that stuff in this next game to see if you fix it. So you want Bijan out of the pocket. But I thought getting back to Kirk, I thought Kirk did a really good job pre-snap of saying, you know what, I'm not going to be able to wait till after the ball snap to determine where I'm going to go with the ball. I'm going to determine that pre-snap. And that's not necessarily something the quarterback wants to do, because you guys know things can change once the ball snaps. But I thought he did a really good job of identifying soft corners, identifying soft defenders in the slot so he could get the ball out on time. And I thought that kick started and got the wheel rolling in those last few series.
Dave, real quick, because we were talking about it Monday after the game, the fourth down play where it comes out, Kirk changes the play and everything like that. I thought it was, if you're going to change it, that was a perfect play. Algiers, in my opinion, I think he just had a wrong read. What was your thought process on all that?
Yeah, and it's a check with me at the line of scrimmage, so he's not necessarily changing to something. Okay. They had a check with me. They either were going to run it one way or the other, and you know as well as I do, Randy, when he goes can, a lot of times he's flipping the play to the other side. So that's what he did at the line of scrimmage. I know a lot of people are saying he audibled to do that. He just went with the check with me, and he went with the one that he thought, based on the look, was the better play.
Right.
So, yeah, and you've got Tyler Algier. How many times has Tyler been asked to be a lead blocker?
Correct.
And
correct,
with them on the line of scrimmage the way they were, Bolden picked the line to run through, and I don't think Tyler actually picked him up visually to be able to hit him in the hole. He ran. And that's where Bolden came through. So I wasn't too concerned about going for it. I know there was a lot of conversation about what should you have gone for it. Should you kick the field goal? Now, obviously, in that final drive, you had to go. But the drive before that, should you have gone for it or kicked the field goal? I know you guys have debated that. I think, Randy, you said you would have kicked the field goal.
Yep.
I think there's a lot of people that might have kicked it with 4 minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
But then all of a sudden you give the guys the best in the game,
yep,
the football with 4 minutes left, and do you ever see the ball again?
Right.
You know, so there's that debate. And I know you said it in real time. A lot of people want to say it after the fact, and that's easy to do. So I credit you for saying that right at the time. But I didn't have a problem with the play. They felt like they were in the best play. There was one of two. And he didn't change the play. He just went to the one to check with me.
Gotcha.
Hey, Arch, do you think that quarterback sneak is something that's on their play sheet, or is Kirk's physical limitation something that sort of takes that away? Is that something that you think that they would do?
I think you could get to the quarterback sneak with him. I don't think he has a problem with that. I know that the perception of him driving off that leg, but if he can drop and throw, Andy, or bootleg. If you're running stuff from under center, and he's having to reach to get to Bijan to get him the football, and then bootleg out of that, I don't know why you would have a problem with him quarterback sneaking.
Okay. Dave, give me some lowdown on the Saints. Obviously, they were red hot 2 weeks ago. Philadelphia did a great job against them. What's the thing about this the Saints team?
Well, they're really good on defense again this year. They got 11 sacks in their first three games. They got three guys. Granderson has become a monster. Brzee, the youngster from Clemson, has been really good on the interior, so they're rushing the passer at a high level. They've got five interceptions already in the first three games. I thought the Philadelphia-New Orleans game was as hard a hitting defensive game as I've seen in a long time. They flat got after each other. Atlanta's going to have to be ready for the physicality, because that's what New Orleans likes to play. They're going to have to bring it at them. And frankly, we didn't necessarily handle it that well against Kansas City on the offensive side. I think our defense is going to be challenged some, but Alvin Kamara is the head of the snake.
Right.
You got to make sure you take care of Kamara, and then you got to find Olave. Don't let Olave break your back.
Arch, Randy always talks about sort of breaking seasons down into quarters, first four games, get a better idea of who the team is, maybe more than just one or two. How will Sunday's outcome shape your outlook on these first four games?
Well, it's certainly going to paint a picture, Andy, moving forward of are you even? Are you in a hole? Where are you from what you're going to need to do in the next 13 games? But I think that when I look at this team, Andy, you have not performed very well or consistently offensively. You're near the last of the league on third down conversions. You're near the last of the league in time of possession. The defense has been on the field about 35 minutes per game, and you've had the chance to win all three.
Yep. Crazy.
If you just fix a little bit of it, what does that do to you? All of a sudden, now you're winning all of those games. So I think it could flip around pretty quickly as this team gets to know one another. I thought the Justin Simmons interception was an indication of that. Mm-hmm. Because Justin Simmons and Bates got a little screwed up in the Philly game. Remember, they got a touchdown pass in the middle part of the end zone. Mm-hmm. Those two guys were talking to each other. What did they do this game? Those two guys had communicated. Bates rolls up. Simmons rolls over the top and picks Patrick Mahomes for the sixth time in his career. So you can see him growing right before your eyes, but obviously you don't want to drop a divisional game in your own building, Andy.
No doubt.
Arch, we appreciate the time. That. Thank you.
Have a good call, D.
Thanks guys. See you guys.
Dave Archer there, Falcons radio analyst. You'll hear him here Sunday afternoon calling the Falcons and the Saints game. Hell of a weekend for Arch. He'll be calling the Georgia-Bama game on the radio Saturday.
Man. Good for him, man.
Biggest game of the college football weekend on Saturday night. Comes over to Atlanta for the Saints-Falcons rivalry on Sunday. That's a hell of a weekend.
Hell yeah, man. I mean, it's just – and he's absolutely right about the Saints. The Saints are rough.
Yeah, they got great defense.
They are rough, man. Yeah. And we talked about DeMario Davis. He's one of the most underrated defensive players in all of ball. Brice, the young kid out of Clemson, seemed like he's figured it out.
He's playing
and
good.
He seemed like he's figured it out. And their corners, I mean, they can get out there. Atlanta going to have their damn hands full.
Yeah.
They got their damn hands full.
Yeah, man. And we didn't even – that was before we saw what the offense could do. Like, we kind of knew that would – if 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, we were like, yeah, that Saints defense is going to make the day hard for you. Then they went out and scored 40 points twice in the first three games.
Yeah.
Got to beat them, though.